Jeremiah chapter 1, beginning with verse 4. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. Then I said, Ah, Lord God, truly I do not know how to speak, for I am only a boy. But the Lord said to me, Do not say, I am only a boy. For you shall go to all to whom I send you, and you shall speak whatever I command you. Do not be afraid, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let me ask you a question this morning. How many of you have ever gone grocery shopping hungry? Now, when you go grocery shopping hungry, you just get what's on your list, right? Isn't it amazing how those snacks look so good whenever you're hungry? It's like, oh boy, those cookies, my weak point, you know. Lots of milk, right? Yeah. But anyway, you know, oh man, those cookies sure look good. Or those tater chips. See, I'm not much of a salty person, but the rest of my family is, you know. And I'm sweet. Those potato chips, you know, and the family says, you don't agree? Oh, well, no. Those potato chips sure look good. That popcorn, or you walk down the candy aisle when you're hungry. Man, those M&Ms. Reese's peanut butter cups. Oh, Snickers. If you're going fishing, Twizzlers. Woo. All right, anyway. You know, the only reason why you grab all those things is because you go to the grocery store and you're hungry, right? I mean, we ought to know better than that, shouldn't we? Really, we ought to know better than that, but we don't. But you know, the same thing really applies to our spiritual lives as well. When we aren't full spiritually, we throw anything into our cart of life in order to fill our voids, don't we? The emptiness in our lives is known as loneliness, and many of us are lonely people, aren't we? Our loneliness drives us to the store of life. There we are walking up and down the aisles. We are so alone, and so we are looking for anything to fill our lives with something meaningful. We go up and down the aisles just to throw everything we can into the cart, hoping that something will fill that void that's in our lives. Now, this is a rhetorical question, and you know, most of the time when I ask a question, I expect a response, and I want you to know I don't expect a response here. But my question to you right now is, what have you thrown into your cart when you were lonely and shopping at the store of life? What is it that you've thrown into your cart? Yeah, me too. We have so much in the world today to fill that void, don't we? Alcohol's been around a long time. Sex, something you didn't need. Pornography, gambling, drugs. People look in many different places for ways to fill that emptiness in our lives, don't we? Well, there are many different types of loneliness, aren't there? I remember whenever I was a kid and I would go to, Boy Scout camp or music camp or something like that, and man, I would get that homesick feeling, that lonely feeling, right? I'll never forget one time, I was actually a junior in high school, and of course I didn't admit this then, but you guys can, it's all right. But it just wasn't a cool thing to admit as a junior in high school that I was homesick for mom and dad, right? But I went to basketball camp. And all the campers were out there playing basketball, and what I didn't realize is mom and dad had slipped out because they didn't want to disturb me, right? Well, that just set my whole week off wrong. I didn't get to say bye to mom and dad. You know, made a difference. Really homesick. And now, of course, when, for instance, Paul goes for a 10-day Boy Scout camp, I get homesick for Paul. Or when the boys, I'm gone from the family, I get homesick for my family, right? Yeah. You know, another type of loneliness is the death of a spouse. The death of a spouse. My grandmother, we called her Mackie. I'm not really sure why. You know how that works, right? Her name was Virginia McGowan. But she was 44 when she had Mom. And let me see, Mom would have been 30. So she would have been, when I was 10, she was 84, right, years old. 84 years old. And she lived with us for 6 months out of the year. And she was my bud. She taught me how to read. She taught me how to add and subtract. Taught me how to play cards. Taught me a lot. I mean, you have to understand, this woman, she used to be a school teacher. Back whenever they couldn't be married and be a school teacher. Remember those days? Well, you understand what I'm talking about? She was a principal. And now this has nothing to do with my sermon at all, but whenever I went to college, I got to meet a professor who was her student.